Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
No matter what, job interviews can be stressful. Even after researching the company, practicing answers to common questions, and rehearsing aloud, it's normal to feel apprehensive about what the interviewer will ask you. What happens if you get asked a question and you don't know the answer? Should you admit you don't know or attempt your best guess? According to Holly Lee, a seasoned career coach at Holly Lee Associates and a former recruiting leader at Amazon, Meta, and Google, there's no need to panic. Instead, take it as an opportunity to share what you do know. If you don't know the answer to a question in an interview, it's best to be honest. Otherwise, the interviewer can see that you're making something up and they can call your bluff. When this happens, Lee suggests saying something similar to, "I actually don't have that experience. Can I talk about something relevant?" That way you don't shut down the interviewer's question completely, and you're able to share any relevant experience or soft skill you may have instead, Lee notes, adding that this approach keeps the dialogue open and encourages a smoother flow of conversation, rather than causing the interviewer to scramble for a new question. Matt Opramola, a practiced recruiter with experience at major corporations like Google and Indeed.com, echoes this sentiment. "One of the worst things you can do is let your nerves take over and start rambling as if you know the answer," he says. "Interviewers are trained to spot this like a hawk. Instead, be candid but tactful. You could say something like, 'I've never encountered that before,' or 'I'm not familiar with that term.' From there, ask for clarity before proceeding. Once the interviewer clarifies, use the new information to answer their original question. This showcases your ability to adapt and apply new information quickly. Interviewers love that," Opramola says. Another effective strategy, according to Opramola, is to flip the script. For example, "I once worked with a candidate who didn't know something and asked the interviewer what their experience was with the concept," he says, noting that the strategy paid off. He was ultimately offered the role because of the way he engaged with the interviewer and kept the conversation moving despite the hiccup. "It was a sales role, so enough said," Opramola says, adding that interviewers love to talk about themselves when they get the chance. "Whatever you do, avoid just saying, 'I don't know,' and have that be the end of it," Opramola advises. While it may be honest, to an interviewer it sounds like a cop-out and a conversation ender. You may also be perceived as someone who is not curious about finding out more about the topic. To make things easier, Lee suggests thinking of different examples and stories you can share about your experience before going to an interview. When you're in a job interview, you'll likely be asked similar sorts of questions by different interviewers. They might say, "Tell me about yourself," or "Describe a challenging situation you've encountered." Lee says having stories and examples prepared can greatly assist in answering such questions. If you get asked a more unusual question where you feel uncertain, try connecting the question back to your own experiences. When preparing, consider how different aspects of your experiences can contribute to the role you're applying for. By bringing these experiences to the forefront, you give the interviewer an opportunity to engage with you, Lee says. If you find yourself in an interview feeling unsure about how to respond, don't hesitate to ask the interviewer for a moment to gather your thoughts, Lee advises. You can politely request, "Can I have a second?" Or you can also ask the interviewer to repeat the question. Opramola suggests a comparable approach. You could tell the interviewer, "That's a great question. Can you please give me a moment to gather my thoughts so I can approach this to the best of my ability?" From there, take no more than 60 seconds to think to yourself or even write down your answer on paper. You'd be amazed to how those 60-second breaks contribute to a much more well-thought-out and thorough response, Oprah-Mala says. The final tactic is to briefly excuse yourself, perhaps by saying, "Excuse me, let me clear my throat really quick," giving yourself a brief moment to compose a thoughtful response, Lee says. But remember, in the end, an interview isn't solely about providing right or wrong answers, she says. Instead, it often comes down to confidence and how well a candidate performs under pressure. That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.